Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
So sorry. You all, I'm telling you, do you know that the enemy blocked this phone? I'm telling you, I'm just doing this program and I'm talking. And all of a sudden, wow, that's amazing. It's amazing. I saw where Cynthia called, but I thought maybe she was calling to dial my number by mistake. And then, Frida, thank you. I saw where you called, and it just hit me. Something's wrong, because for both of them to call me, something's wrong. And maybe I need to check the switchboard, because, well, you can be on the switchboard and not know. I can't believe it. But anyway, I'm not going to let that interfere with what we were talking about. I'm going to go right back, and I'm going to do this again. It's like I started off talking, and all of a sudden, I'm looking. My counterparts are telling me, hello, are you there? So you all have missed all of what God was saying to you. And I'm going to start, and I'm going to start where I am, and we're going to keep going. We are talking about the now. Our topic this morning is now is all that we have, mother. Now is all that we have to our mothers. And God was really speaking, and thank you, Frida. Thank you for consisting. Thank you, Cynthia. They were trying to get in touch with me, but what I do when I'm talking, I allow the Spirit to use me. I close my eyes, and so therefore I'm thinking that I am transmitting words to you, and the whole system is not even working. But we're going to get on track. I talked a little bit about last week for the people that heard us last week. We were talking about, hold on a minute, let me move some things around here. It's amazing. By his stripes, mothers and daughters, we are healed. And we talked about how long, and it got into that not long. And I said that not long took me back to a thought of now. Now. So that's where I was when I got this call. But now is all that we have. And the important part of this is now that we need to really, I was asking you to just close your eyes and think about the word now. Now is a complete statement. Now doesn't have to have anything added to it or taken away from it. Now is. It is what it is. Now is life. And I was saying that once you get outside of now, that's when you experience the difficulties. That's when you experience stress, because you're worrying about what you need to do this afternoon, what you need to do tomorrow, what you need to do next week, what you need to do next year. See, you have taken yourself out of now. Now is the present. So when you can wrap your mind around that word and feel it, if you close your eyes and say, now, now, it will generate an energy. It would, and from that energy is a power. That's where your power is. And we're going to get this message out today regardless. That's where your power is. Last week when we were talking about right now, how long, we're talking about right away. What does that mean? How long? And right now, right away, at once, without delay, instantly, directly, right now. And that took us into the faith of a mother. How long? Not long. Because it's our patience that throws us out of the game, impatience that throws us out of the game. See, when we don't have a lot of patience, our energy is up. When we're believing, we feel good, and at that moment we're generating this energy, we feel the presence of God, and we, as mothers, you know that God heard you. How long? And not long means what? How long can you hold on to that energy? The enemy comes to steal and destroy and to take that thought. Because when you're praying for your child and you're praying for the healing and the manifestation of that relationship, and you feel good when you're in that energy, you feel high, you feel positive, if you could just stay there, manifestation would probably just drop that into your presence immediately. But because somewhere in that energy force, the enemy comes to steal and destroy, what is he stealing? He's trying to steal that energy. He's trying to put a word in there to deflate that energy, to deflate your faith. So that's when it says, how long? Not long. Not long before he will come to try to steal it. So then that takes us to now. A stimulating topic today is, now is all that we have, mothers. And God wanted to speak to the mothers. That's all we have. We are the leaders. If we can get into the now, if we can teach our daughters to be into the now, if we can teach our sons to be into the now, if we can be in the now with our husband, our spouse, and our friend, just imagine what the world would be like. Because in the now is in love. There's nothing you need to add or take away from now. It is a complete statement. And if you say it, it's like the word all. There's nothing. All is all. You can look it up. You can turn it upside down. All is all. That's what it means. It means all. So now means now. Now is the present. Now is the moment. Now is the time. Now is currently. Now is this instant. Now is immediately. Now is at once. Now is now. Right now is the time to make those decisions and make changes in your life that will affect your life experiences. We hear the word procrastination, and if you're honest with yourself, how many of you can say, I'm guilty? I'm guilty of that. I'm one. No matter how hard we work at it, it's a constant. Anytime we put things off and say, I'm going to do that. When I finish this, I'm going to.
And that brings me to the next one. And I'm telling you, my eyes was closed, but it brings me to the next thing that I was going to say. I have written here, do you use the phrase, I'm going to? What does that mean? That takes us out of the present. That takes us out of the presence of God. God is not up there. God is now. God is right here, right now. So we get into that, and you think about it, all that you need and all that you want and all that you desire is right here, right now. But the trick of the enemy is to get you in the projection of now, or later, going to happen, leaving now here. So I'm going to means to leave, means to depart from now, to disappear from now, and to go away. So now becomes something else. Now becomes the future. Now becomes the past. Mothers, if you think about it, you have a relationship with your daughters. You have a relationship and daughters with your mothers. And you say, it's okay. She may not be speaking to me right now. But somewhere along, up in the future, it'll come together. But God reminded me this morning that now is where we're supposed to be. Because he said, you don't know when I'm coming. You don't know the moment that I'm coming. You just need to be ready. So if we put off what we know we need to do now, he could come between the time you're projecting in the future for something to happen. It's only going to happen right now when you make a decision that I'm going to do something about it now. And do it now. Pick up that phone now. Call your daughter now. Call your mother now. Do what you need to do now. Whatever's bothering you, go to God now. You got to act as if this is your last moment right now. What about now? Now never moves. When God said that to me this morning, I was like, wow, I'm listening and I'm being taught. God said, now never moves. Now is now. The movement is in our thoughts. We project up and down. God said, I'm here right now. Now never move. Now is still. So when you hear be still and know that I am God, let's just take the be still out. Be still and know that I am God. When? Now. All you ever desire is in you now. And I think that's the trick of the enemy. I mean, so many things was revealed to me as I was listening and having this conversation this morning. I'm thinking, wow, God. I mean, this seems so simple. But he said it's a simple thing that confines the what? The wise. We think we're so wise. We you know, it's now. It's not, you can't create tomorrow. You create from within now those things that you want. And what makes them manifest into reality? They can manifest into reality right now. If you believe that. And if you think about it, if Jesus is the teacher, mothers, Jesus didn't say, okay, you receive a healing next week. He said, do you believe? He didn't say next month. He didn't say go write down 10 things and come back. No, it was instant. It was instant. The healing took place right there. The time that you said you believe, it was it. So if we're going to be followers of Christ, you know, we got to look at the things that may not look as big. You know, when we look at it, we're talking about the healing. We're talking about the after effect. And God is saying this morning, I want mothers to look at the now. And Something comes to me every time when I'm thinking about miracles. And I see someone, I hear people say all the time, I've had stage 4 cancer. And all of a sudden, it happened. Suddenly. People say, you've heard this. God is a right now God. God is suddenly. How many times have you heard that? You've probably said it yourself. Right now. So right now is what? Now. He's not coming next week. He's here right now. And all that you need, if you need a healing, it'll happen right now if you believe it. It will just happen right now because that's the way it works. All that you want, all that you desire, all that you can even imagine is already here now. And he said, Bessie, in order for it to manifest so that you can touch it, you can smell it, you can taste it, you can use it, in order for it to harden itself into the physical, all of the desires and all of the things that you've asked God for, he's already given it to you. He gave it to you when you asked. And if you believe that, I know many of you have had, I've had conversations, we've had these conversations. God says, before you can even ask, I've given. So, you know, what's untrue about that? Do you believe that? So if you're asking God for your daughter, for your mother, and this relationship, he already gave it to you. But you got to activate it. It's like putting a seed in the earth. If that seed don't get water, if that seed don't get sunshine, it's not going to come up through that earth. It will not have the power and the energy to work through the earth, to come up out of the earth into that beautiful plant, that beautiful vegetable. It will not do it. There has to be work on our end. Our work is not by your hands. It's not by your feet and your legs and using your body to do something. Our work is in our mind, our faith. Your work is your faith. And your faith will activate that you have asked God for. So if you don't like your mother and daughter relationship, if you don't like something in your life, right now, change it right now. Just make a decision. You know what? I'm not accepting that anymore. I'm changing that. Now, how am I going to water this new thought? Because I'm going to send my energy and I'm going to place my energy on it right now. Feel that thing that I desire. And I'm going to thank God for it. And I'm going to keep thanking God for it. Because I know you don't thank people for things that you have not been given. You thank God because you know he has given it to you. So you're going to say, I thank you, God, for it. Because your word said, what? Before you can even ask me, I've given it to you, Bessie. Now either you're going to believe me or not. And that's what happened. We believe for a moment. The enemy will come and try to steal that faith by interjecting another conversation. As I was driving yesterday, that was something that was revealed to me. And I'm having conversation and riding along, and the sun is nice, and all of a sudden, you know, God was saying to me that, you know, how you get robbed. See, if you could hold your thought and be in thanksgiving and praise with God for 68 minutes, it will manifest. It will start a trend. It's like the train on the track. It will stop moving because you're holding your faith onto it. You're believing it. But the trick of the enemy is to what? Bring another conversation in your head to stop it. Now, there are some people that say 17 seconds, 17 seconds, four times.
Let's give you 68 seconds. If you can hold your thought that long, it will start the manifestation of whatever it is that you desire. Now, some people believe it, some people don't. But let's just say that it's true. Do you know the minute you start to focus on something, you ever notice that some weird conversation will come in from your left side that will start you thinking about that, and before you know it, you all the way into that thought and forgot about where you were here? That's why some people say to me, Dr. Fletcher, I can't meditate. Every time I start trying to meditate, to focus on this conversation or this energy, me and God is communicating, then all of a sudden something will come up, and just before you know it, you enter a whole different conversation. That's the trick. If you get that, see, every time it takes you up, you got nope, and you got to bring your thought back to it. That's your work. That's your fight. Because I believe what I'm talking to God about right now is a done deal, and I'm thanking him for it. Yeah, but you remember when so-and-so did that? It can be the craziest. It'll be so crazy that you almost have to deal with it. But you have to stop and think, no, this is something that he's trying to steal. This is his weapon that he is stealing, that seed that I'm trying to water. He's trying to steal my faith. And I'm not going to allow that to happen. So every time you go off, you got to come back. Every time you go off, you got to come back. Because you have to stay in the now in order. Now, I don't know what that means to someone else, but to me, it was food for my mind. Because I know I've been meditating since 1976. And you think that you'd have that thing down pat, but you don't. And that gave me my answer, because I've often wondered, when do you get to master meditation? And there is no mastery to meditation. You're going to always have intercepted conversation. Even sometimes when you're praying, you in prayer and you just talking to God and praying and just got an energy level going, and all of a sudden some crazy thought will just pop into your head just to what? Trip you up, keep you from getting that momentum up to a certain level. Because once you get it up to a certain level, manifestation will show up. So we start and we stop, mothers. We start and we stop. So I'm saying all of that to say this. Our relationships with our daughters, they'll work. And we have to understand that. But we have to be right now, this moment, in our faith. And right now, this moment, whatever you're feeling, if it doesn't feel good, then you need to make a decision. You need to do something about it. You need to do something about it. I was speaking to a mother, and she was going through. See, one thing about being a mother and why God constantly talked to the mother through me is because, what, mothers, we are the head of the daughters. We are the head. We are the nurturers in the family. We are the ones that have 9 months. Build that relationship with that child. 9 months is a long time to have someone attached to you, to your body. No matter where you go, that child is attached to you. There's no separation in that 9 months. Now, you think God made a mistake and he really didn't need for you to have that child with you 24/7 for 9 months? Do you think maybe he just forgot about the baby being in your womb 9 months? Or do you think he had a plan? I want to believe he had a plan. And that plan was a nurturing plan. That was a plan for you all to bond. So that's why it's important, mother, that we look at our role. There was a plan for this role. It didn't just popped up and all of a sudden it's an accident. No, we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility to our children. And if something is not right right now, this moment, in your spirit toward your children, your husband, your friends, your coworkers, it's going to block the blessing. That's why forgiveness is for you, not for the other person. I've heard so many people come to me and say, you know, oh, I forgive them, but I'm not going to call them, though, you know, because I'm going to let them go on. Forgiveness is forgiveness. I know sometimes people don't want to talk to you, but you can text them anyway. You can send them a letter. You can call them even if they don't want to answer. You do you. But we as mothers have to send that energy. You can send the energy just from your spirit. Every child has that invisible cord still connected. Physical was cut. But, hey, the mental can never be cut. You can talk to your child just like you talk to God. You ain't never seen God. You ain't never seen Jesus. You ain't never seen the Holy Spirit. But yet we will praise and talk and get our Jesus on, as they say. But then when it comes to somebody, the physical that you have had 9 months with, you don't know how to praise and talk and communicate with that person. Think about it. And in your thinking, think about right now. Right now, this moment. Don't let the enemy steal the seed of now. Know that at night when you're laying on your bed, you're worrying about your baby. Don't let pride keep you away from your assignment from God. No one said it was going to be easy. If it was easy, we wouldn't need Jesus. That's why we need Jesus, because it's not easy. We need some help. I have to pray over my daughter all the time. People hear me talk about my daughter, and I say, you know, every morning we are talking. I deliberately do that when she's driving, because I know that's a time she's in the car. I'm going to get that first after she's in her car and gone. Of course, she done talk to God and drop a baby off at school and all that. Then here I am, because I want to make sure that her day is good. We don't do a lot of deep talking. I just want to make sure she's okay and the spirit is good and she lifts my spirit. So we are helping each other. Do we have our moments? Yes. But I control those moments, because when something comes up, I'll shut it down real fast. Because if you give the enemy a door, you don't have to give him a door. You give him a peephole, and he'll come in and make it into a mountain. It's work. I have to pray, God, give me strength. Because I know she gets aggravated with me, because I'm no perfect mother. I get aggravated with her sometimes, but she's a grown woman. So I have to treat her like a grown woman. And when she stops, okay, well, let's just taper this for the moment, and we'll come back. 9 times out of 10, we don't even come back to it. We just move on. Because we're going to live in the now. I love you right now, this moment. And that's where Jesus is. He loves us right now, this moment. And now is all that we have. And the last thing I want to say before I go to the switchboard, and I apologize, I had to start all over again because of the trickery, but it's okay. I just want you to think about the energy that you have when you're having fun, when you're excited, A lot of people get into that energy flow when they're on vacation, when just the thought of vacation. And I'll do one better than that. Just the thought of Friday. How many times you've heard people say, thank God it's Friday. Oh, thank God it's Friday. And then I'll say, well, and then what? Thank God it's Friday. You would think, see, in that moment of now, it's an energy high. They can get that. Just think if you had that energy high every day. Thank God it's Monday. Thank God it's Tuesday. Thank God it's Wednesday. Thank God it's Thursday. Let's skip Friday. Thank God it's Saturday. Thank God it's Sunday. You don't hear people say that. Because what? It's a cliche. It's a thing. Thank God it's Friday. And people just feel good about Friday. They just feel good. The energy is high. You can move mountains on Friday if you would just ask and believe, and you could receive on Friday like you never would believe, because Friday just takes your energy up to a level of belief. I had to talk to my daughter about that. She said, oh, thank God it's Friday. I said, hey, thank God every day. Yeah, well, Mama, you know, you can say that because you're not out here. I am working. I work for the master, just like everybody else. I thank God for every day, because every day is what? Now. There's no difference. It's defined by man. So think about when you're up in this high energy, that's where things can be manifest. But see, the enemy don't want you to stay up there. Because, see, Friday's just one day. You get one day of high and 6 days of up, down, round, about. Because he's going to steal what? That energy. Can't keep you up there. You'll start manifesting some things. You'll be out of control. You'll be believing God. So you got to keep your energy low by bringing in something to try to get you to worry about what's coming. What did they do to you? What happened? Talking crazy talk to you. Getting you to come down off of that high. So that tells us we have to watch what we say, and we have to watch what we listen to. I want you to do this exercise. The exercise is to say to yourself, right now, this moment, I am. And you put a tag on the back of that. See, right now, all of this week, if you could just live in the thought, especially you Friday people, in the thought energy, just pretend like you were a little kid when you used to pretend you were a doctor, you were a nurse, or you were a school teacher. School teacher was the big thing. When you pretend that you was these people, pretend that tomorrow is Friday. Pretend that Monday is Friday. Every day is Friday. And right now, this moment, I am. Say it and believe it. And just watch, see what happens. I don't know what's going to happen in your situation. But I believe in my heart and soul that your energy level is going to go up and you're going to attract good. Right now, this moment, I am healthy. Right now, this moment, I am happy. You say that as a spirit come up in you that make you happy. Right now, this moment, I'm having fun. Say that, and an energy will come up, and you'll feel fun. Right now, this moment, I am wealthy. Say that, and you'll feel it. You'll have a quick glance of wealth. Right now, this moment, I'm at peace. Right now, this moment, I'm in love. See? Right now, this moment attracts your good. Good and evil can't come and stay, reside in the same spot, cannot take up residence there. Have to pack his bag, move to another city. Because, hey, I got this. right now, this moment, my daughter and I are enjoying the best mother and daughter relationship we can create. The best. We have fun. Right now, my daughter and I, we're going on vacation right now. You know, we just loving each other right now. We are healthy right now. We are wealthy. Evil cannot live in that spot. It's impossible. Only good can come to right now. Only good. So right now, this moment is all that you have. Try that on. Try that on. I apologize for my host. I had to get that message out. I started out in the beginning, and like I said, just a switch on the board, you know, it's okay, because I believe that God got the message out, and I believe that somebody received it. And just to make sure, we're going to continue this topic next week, and I'm going to let my co-host, you guys out there, Frida and Cynthia, y'all get prepared to carry this on. So you have this week to think about it. And we're going to take it to the next level. He is not going to hear this message, because this message right now is where the glory is. I thank you, and I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's our show. I love you guys. God bless you, and I'll see you next week. Just remember, live in the now. See what that feels like for the next 7 days. Love you.